We are learning Masechet Beya, Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning one line from the top of the Amud, second line, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, Kli Shenitma Be'erev Yontif, Eim Ratfilin Oysa Ben Hashmashas. If a Keli became Tamei Erev Yontif, you shouldn't tovel it Ben Hashmashas, because Safik Laila, and I'll be tovel something on Yontif. Like we learned in the last Mishnah, and I'll be tovel Kelim on Yontif, four different reasons why you can't do it. But like upon him here, it's Ben Hashmashas, you also can't be tovel it then, because you're coming into a Safik Yontif, and now do it on Yontif. Rav Shimon Shazuri Me'af Bechoyel Emetilun Oysai. Rav Shimon Shazuri says, even the weekday should not be tovel then. Why? Because of the Gzeirah. The halacha is that when you tovel a Keli, it needs Harav Shemesh. In order to complete the Tahara process, it has to be tovelled, and then at evening, it becomes Tahar. So here, if you do Ben Hashmashas, it's already after twilight, so you don't know if you're getting Harav Shemesh. And therefore, you might use a Miyad, and you have to wait till tomorrow. So therefore, we misakin, he's Zuru Hol, you should not be tovel b'choil even in the weekday, Ben Hashmashas, because you might come to use it before Harav Shemesh. Right, the Varakash of Tanakama, Levi Harav Shemesh, Tanakama doesn't hold of Harav Shemesh, why didn't he make the Gzera? He also holds the same thing. He also holds, everyone holds up Harav Shemesh. So my answer like this, Amar Rav, Hashachinu L'Rabbanon D'Bei Rav, the Yasvi Ka'amri, the Rabbanon, the Rav found the Rabbanon D'Bei Rav were talking over Sugya, the Beis Medrash, and the Ka'amri said like this, the Machloikis, the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Shazuri is, talking about a case, if the fetus said, if you have no reason to think he knows about Ben Hashmashas, then you attack have to be Choshesh. But here we're talking about, you see the guy running very fast, Ben Hashmashas with Tavol. So there, on one hand, he could say, he must know about Ben Hashmashas. Why else is he running? He knows about Harav Shemesh. That's why he's running so fast. So therefore, if he knows about Ben Hashmashas, he'll chap. If he knows about Harav Shemesh, he's running fast because he knows about Harav Shemesh. He knows about Harav Shemesh, he'll, if he does it too late, he'll know not to use it today until tomorrow. Once he got to the mikvah, he'll be tired of it. But he was trying to make it there before, and he didn't make it. We see he knows about it. The other man, the Amos, no. He's just running because he's in a rush. He has to go back to work. That's you're going to knock out mana biyad. He has his keli in his hand. He's running. He's running to the mikvah. Ben Hashmashas, which means between day and night, and Ben Hashmashas is twilight. La tulit to go tavlit. Marsav ahaid the karat. One man them holds that day is running. Vazal made that yad the by Harav Shemesh. He knows that you need Harav Shemesh. And since it's a person who knows Harav Shemesh, he don't make exactly. He's allowed to be tavlit. He knows about Harav Shemesh. He's running because he's busy at work. He has to get things done, and therefore it's not a riot. So that's what Rava heard the Tamidim saying. I said to them, no. If he's running to the mikvah, everyone agrees that it's not a problem because he obviously knows about Harav Shemesh, and he's not going to come to use it before Harav Shemesh of tomorrow because he sees he's running. He's trying to make it before it gets dark, before Shkia. Ki pligi going to itvi pachas bagadasha. The machlok is in a specific case. What was the case? It got tame from something less than a lentil size, which in halach hilchos tumah, a sheretz less than a kadasha is not metame. And this a sheretz that was smaller than a kadasha, smaller than a lentil, touched it. But also look how many are born l'shulei. And he went to ask a shayla. But pachas bagadasha itmi aloi. He went to ask shayla. Does it become tame or not? So we see he's not the biggest tamal chacham. So ma'asavim the holy gomer have shemesh not holy gomer. If he doesn't know about this, he doesn't know about Harav Shemesh also. So he cannot be toivel something Ben Hashmashas because he's on Amaretz. Umasava, Hohu Deloy Gomer. He doesn't know the Mamash Hilchas Tumah Klar. He doesn't know the Hilchas Adasha. But Harav Shemesh Gomer, he does know Harav Shemesh, so it's still not a Raya, and it could be toivel Ben Hashmashas because we could assume he does know that. Just because he doesn't know this, doesn't mean he doesn't know that. And therefore, what?
So it came to him
something else. It was a different keli. It wasn't the same keli. He asked the shav this keli, and he has another keli. He has to be tovel. He wants to know if he's bringing this along also. Here, Rashi speaks it out. Really, it's a keli. Itmele mana achrina apakas mekadasha. Rashi bavorns your question. He says mana achrina, different money. He had two kelim here, and therefore he sees shtikla amaretz. That's why we're worried about Harav Shemesh. Now the last case of the Mishnah said like this. Very cryptic words. It said. Here's an example. If you learn the Mishnah, it's like, you know, the Rav will say, one Pshat has Yontif here. Let's see how Rashi touches this. Matvilim Megav Legav Mechabur Chabur. What does that mean exactly? He's on Yontif, you'll have to be titled Megav Legav Mechabur Lechabur. Zok to Gemara, Tanah Rabbanan, Ketza Megav Legav. What does that mean? Haroi Tzalah says, Gitoi Agav Kadoi. But Kadoi Agav Gitoi. Gitoi means when I'm making wine, and Kadoi means I'm making oil. So if someone titles the Keli, in order to use this keli for wine, and then he decides to use it for shemen. So he says to himself, you know, I wasn't tabled it for shemen, I was tabled it for wine. So he wants to be tabled again. Or the opposite, v'kada gabigita. Oh, you say, you're allowed to do that. Rashi explains, because then bala hachmir lahat v'kelev shem, for this reason, it's not a problem, because it's really tar already. He's wanting to machmir, he wants to do it l'shem, what he's going to use it for. So therefore, it's not a problem on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Now the Rajva asked, because only a chumra, because it's not a real chumra. The Rajva asked, Rajva asked, what's the chiddush? It's not even a chumra. So some answer that since, and I read the Rebbe in Paris, the way he asked the kasha. Rebbe in Paris also asked the kasha. He asked it very strongly. He says, Tema, l'chmestisim asa l'shminim demutu lishav mayim in hanar. You let it take water out of hanar. Like, what are you doing? Kivin t'il shayna k'chashiv v'shni lo k'chashiv v'klom. That's what he asks. The Rashi was asked a question. So therefore, someone should say a little different than Rashi. They were talking about, the halacha is in Masechet Chagiga, if you tovel something in order to use meiser, and then you want to use truma, you have to tovel again. Because there is a chumrah, that if you tovel something for meiser, you have to tovel a truma. So that was the case over here. One was meiser, one was truma, that was all shayim answer. And the Rav, the Batanura and Mishnah, also teaches that way. But Rashi teaches Stam was a chumrah ba'alma. And the chiddush is that even though tapi him, it's a chumrah, you would think that, you know, that's called tefillah, because for him he's doing a chumrah, kamash one, it's not. And same idea as chaburu also. Keitza mechaburu lechaburu. Hayoicha bechaburu zu. He was planning eating the Karan Pesach in this chaburu. V'roitza lecha bechaburu acheres. Mainz, he changed his mind before the shchita, and he wants to eat another chaburu. Harishus b'yodai. He's allowed to be toivel, let's say, the kelim here, he left me toivel the kelim for the other chaburu. Now, even here, same thing. Like, obviously, it's already tar already, but he's machmer. Every chaburu needs a l'shma, needs a tefillah l'shma, and therefore, you're allowed to do it. Why is he allowed to do it? Again, that's where the Rishonim come in over here, and they are asking questions exactly what the Chiddush is. That's what Rashi learns. Even though he's machmer, that's why I read Rashi. He says, "V'kamer sisna bala hachmer lahat v'kelo v'shem chabura acheres matvul b'yomtiv." You can toivel on yomtiv. Zokta Gemara weiter. Zokta Mishnah, new Mishnah. Be'shamay, this Mishnah that I'm talking about now, bringing karbonos on yomtiv. Are you allowed to bring karbonos on yomtiv? Now, certain kabbalas you eat, so you understand that that's maybe a shtickle oichel nefeshtik, we'll see, it's not so pashut. And the certain kabbalas have a chiv to be brought today. The Mishnah is talking about all kabbalas yachid. Kabbalas tzibur is for sure mutar yantiv. It's a pasuk that says you're allowed to bring carbon tzibur on yantiv. That's for sure pashut. Carbon yachid is a shayla, and that's the Rebbe Machlekes discussion on our Mishnah. Beishami oimrim, mevi'in shlamim, you're allowed to bring a shlamim, which we'll see in the Gemara what type of shalom. Pasha means a shalmi chagigo, a shalmi simcha. Every yom tif, you bring two kavanas, or three kavanas. You bring a oila tzuria, and you bring a shalmi simcha. Shalmi simcha is shalom that in order to have meat for yom tif, and shalmi chagigo, which is a chiev to bring a yom tif chagigo. So the shalmi is to bring a shalom, but ain't simcha leia, but you can't do smicha, because smicha is pushing down the animal. When you push down the animal, there's a problem of b'mishtamish with a bali chayim. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not b'mishtamish bali chayim. Like it says, ain't roich v'magah behem, you're not rider behema. And Beis Shammai holds that smicha is not doicha Shabbos or Yom Tov for whatever reason. We've seen the Gemara, that's in Daf Chaf. But upon him, he holds you can't be simcha on it. Avaloi oilis, and you can't bring oilis. So Beis Shammai says three things. You can bring shlomim, but no smicha. And you can't bring a oilis. Beisil oimrim, mevin shlomim ve'oilis simcha lehim. First of all, he argues two pratim. He says you can bring a oilis, and you can be soymich on the shlam and on the oil. So you're arguing on two pratim. Now, exactly which shlam, which oilas we are talking about is a discussion in the Gemara. So the machlokes is in our Mishnah is if you can bring an oil or not, that's the words, and if you can be soymich or not. Oma Ula. Ula says like this. Machlokes b'shamich ha'giga lismoich. Machlokes is by shamich ha'giga to be soymich, va oilas ria likarv. And if you let her bring an oilas ria. The b'shamich savri v'chagoyisim v'chag la'ashem chagiga in oilas ria loy. And Pasha is learning from Gzeres Kosov. He says, Chag Lashem, only a Chagig could bring Lashem on Yontif, but a Oilus Ria not. Ubeisila Savri Lashem, called Lashem, anything that's Lashem, you could bring. Avon Nadorim Vinadav is Divai Kolin Kraven Yontif. That means like this. You cannot bring, if you made a Nadar or a Dava before Yontif, and I bring a Shlomim or Oilah. So Oilah, I understand I can't bring it. Why? Because Oilah is only Lashemayim, there's no Eichel Nefesh. I can't bring it. That's not a Chiv. Can't bring it. Even a Shlomim, I can't bring. According to Ula. Even a shlomim can bring on Yontif according to Beis Hillel. Now, Shiloh is why not? L'char, it's oichel nefesh. Why wouldn't you be able to bring it? L'char. So there's a Tosfos daf Chav Zayin Beis Divrei Maskva Ala Chala. Tosfos, the end of Tosfos answers, it's like this. V'gav Shlom Shani, the Ika Akrov B'Shvil Gavoya. V'kahanim U'baylim Shal Gavoya Kozach. He says, Ika Shlomim is for Gavoya, and therefore you can't bring a Shlom. This is Ula Shita, at least. You can't bring a Shalme Nedava. So according to Ula, it goes like this. Oilus Ria, Beis Shami says it's Osir, and Beis Hillel says Mutter. Oilus Nedava, which means where I donated it, that's for sure Osir. Shami Chagiga both holds Mutter, and Shami Dava both holds Osir. And so there's really a Svara. There's really a Svara. What?
The only argument,
Oilus Ria, right. On Oilus Ria. Now, the Gemara makes a drasha, but really there's a Svara to this also. That according to Beis Hillel, since Oilus Ria is a Chiev to bring today, so that's better than Oilus Nedava. The Chiev to bring it today. And it's even better than a Shalmei Nedava, because he has a Chiev to bring the Oilus Ria today, therefore he holds his Mutter. And Beis Shalmei holds not. The Gemara dashes on Pasuk. Tosfos is a little bit, like, much is a little, why do you have to have Pesukim for this?
What? What do you do then, Oilus Ria?
You bring it after Yontif. Or you bring Chalamoid, or it's Shavuos, you have 7 days to bring it. The Gemara will speak this out klar on the Chaf of Mabez. The Gemara is going to bring down. It says, Mishloi Chag Biyom Tarishin Shchak, Chag Biyom Tarishin Shchak. We'll see. You can bring it the whole yontif, really. But upon him, the Shalmei Chagiga has 2 miles. Shalmei Chagiga has 2 miles. First of all, it's you eat it. And second of all, you have to bring it today. It's Chayav Asiyah, and therefore, it's better. But the Gemara uses Psukim for it. The Gemara says that. It says, V'chagoyisim v'yisim chag l'Hashem. Chagiga in lo'os real lo'os be'y Shalmei. And it says, called l'Hashem. V'chein omar v'ad v'ha v'ha same exact idea. Nedarim v'davas ain't craving v'yomtif. That he holds, that even Beis Hillel holds, you cannot bring a shlomim that's a nedava on yontif. Meisve, that's a kasha. Rav Shimon Elazar to say the machloek is a little bit different. Meisve, Om Rav Shimon Elazar, leinechlu beishamei besil al oila sheinish al yontiv sheinik krev al yontiv. They don't argue. Oila is nedava, which is oila sheinish al yontiv. Oila is nedava, definitely not krev al yontiv. No machloekus. Va'ashlamim sheinish al yontiv is krev al yontiv. Ashlamim shamei chagiga and shamei simcha. Both of them, Rashi says, is brought al yontiv. Amaneklu, what's machloekus? 2 animals feed this brisa. Al oila sheinish al yontiv. 2 tavikavonos, I should say. 2 tavikavonos are machlekes. Al oilus shel yomtiv, which is oilus ria, which was the same like ula. But al shlomim shein shel yomtiv, al shami dava also. Shve shami emrim lo yavi, v'sil lo emrim yavi. So it's a kash on ula, because you see in this brisa that according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Beis Hillel holds you allowed to bring a shami nedava, and we understand the svara because you can eat it. So it's oichel nefesh. Zok the Gemara. Samar says no, I'll get out of it. Tirtzei mahalchi, you have to like change the brisa basically. Amar Rav Shimon Elazar. You read like this. They both agree to oila and a shlomim. That's nedarim v'nedavos, which means enish yontiv she'enik krev v'yontiv. Ba'al shlomim she'enish yontiv she'krev v'yontiv. And the shami simcha and shami chia are krev v'yontiv. Amar nachku al oila she'yish yontiv she'vishamer lo yavi. So we just changed the price around that the whole machlek is only one type of carbon, the oilas ria. The shami says no. And Basil says yes. So we just to help Ula out, we change the brisa. So Dr. Rav Yosef, it's like you didn't find any tana like Ula. You have to correct the brisa and make like it's a mistake. Tanoi, I'll show you this. Keep the brisa by itself. Rav Shimon Elazar is not like Ula. But I have another brisa that says like Ula. Tanoi, the tanya learned Shloma ba machos yomtiv b'yomtiv, which means a shami chagiga or a shami simcha. You can be do smicha before yomtiv, and you shecht it on yomtiv because shalom chigig can bring a yomtiv. You can't do smicha on yomtiv. We say loimrim shemek leim yomtiv shecht yomtiv. Not only could you bring it on yomtiv, you can shemek yomtiv. That's a shalom chigig. Avol fears us the brisa. Nedarim v'nedavos divrei hakol and kreivim in yomtiv. Nedarim v'nedavos you can't bring a yomtiv, and that's like ula. So we have a brisa like ula. So it comes out. We have Ula's version of Bishamis Hillel and Rav Shimon Elazar's version of Bishamis Hillel. And the shail is Bishamis Hillel arguing about 2 kabbonis or about 1 kabbonis? According to Ula, they're arguing about 1 carbon, just about Oilus Ria. Everything else they agree. Masha'inkin, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, they're arguing about 2 kabbonis. They're arguing about Oilus Ria and a Shalmei Nedava. That's what they're arguing on. That's what the 2 machlekes are. That's the machlekes Ula and Rav Shimon Elazar in Bishamis Hillel.